Case number 10,821, Croc Rehoboth LLC, south of Route 1 Coastal Highway, 30 feet southeast of Road 271 Shuttle Road, a special use exception for tent sales for a period of 5 years.
Name and address, please.
Daniel Myers, 29437 Glenwood Drive in Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I represent VF Outlet, a tenant at the Tanger Outlets Bayside, the owner of the property in question. We request the special use variance to conduct a 4-day tent sale to be located on mall property. I have met with Randall Lee, the state fire marshal, to verify that the location of the tent would meet fire codes and regulations. We do have permission from the property owner to conduct the tent sale. Last year, we had a tent sale for a period of 3 days. Mr. Lank had approved that for, via his 3-day or less approval through the Sussex Code. Most of our stores throughout the country who conduct these tent sales do them for a period of 4 days. So for consistency, we are applying for this special use application to have a 4-day event this year. There were no issues that we were ever made aware of last year with the event. It should not affect any of the neighboring buildings or neighbors. The event did bring additional traffic to the mall, which actually benefited the other mall tenants. I have spoken with the other tenants in those locations. They are, again, in favor of the tent sale because it does help them as well as it helps us. The parking will be ample space within the mall property and the mall parking lot. With the current Dickey location, which is near where the tent would be, being vacant, there will be no traffic for that particular store, which also opens up additional parking spaces. We are requesting the variance for the period of 5 years, which is allowable by code, so that we can conduct a similar event each year if the excess inventory is available to us.
This 4-day tent sale be operating?
When will it be operating? It will begin on Thursday, August 11th, and end on Sunday, August 14th. We would set up the tent beginning on Monday, August 8th, which would give us time to build our fixtures and then put the merchandise in the tent. We would conduct it open to the public on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we would remove our fixtures and merchandise on Monday the 15th and tear the tent down on Tuesday the 16th.
The schedule would be same for, if it were to be approved for 5 years, it would be the same every year?
It would be the same weekend, so that same general time period, obviously, with the floating calendar. And we will have 24-hour security, whether it be our staff or security company that comes in and watches it to maintain security of the building, adjacent properties, the tent, so safety concerns would be addressed. It is not going to be staked into the ground, but water barrels will be filled so there's no damage to any of the property.
Okay. All right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bertman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received 2 letters in opposition.
Okay.
And from
King Creek Country Club. Okay. And just you can highlight it if you'd like.
Well, one of them is they're homeowners and they vehemently are against it.
That's it.
You know, of the outside sales. And they vote no. And the other one's from Kings Creek's Homeowners Association. They have three points of objection. First, the application is for a period of 5 years. We object to extending the variance for more than the current year. Traffic issues have been escalating, and one cannot predict the situation by year for the next 5 years. Additionally, if in the hold on here, the new transportation center opens off Shuttle Road, the traffic situation could be vastly deteriorated, and a grandfathered approval would add an additional disruption. Second, the notice of public hearing notes only a 5-year period without time limit. In speaking with the applicant, he noted it was for 4 days only. We request that the variance be clearly limited to 4 days and not broadly approved with said stipulation. Third, the application clearly lists site 325.20 as the location of the tent sale. However, in discussions with the applicant, it was stated that it would be at site 325.23. We request the board address the discrepancy and have the location of tent clearly specified prior to approval. And it is advertised correctly.
Okay. Thank you.
In conclusion, we request that our concerns and objections be heard and considered. That's all.
Okay. Area of address.
One more quick question. How many years have you done this before? Through
last year was the first year.
Okay, so the director approved it last year.
Correct.
For the one.
And there was no concerns or nothing?
There was no complaints.
No complaints last year after the event?
No.
Okay.
And the only reason they're here is because they want to go an extra day.
One day.
And it's recommended by our office, if you want to keep doing it, to come through the board to just solve the...
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise, he'd get a Lawrence and get it for 3 days.
Yes, they could do it anyway for 3 days. Three times a year.
Okay, thank you.
9 days.
Well, yes.
Which I do have the letter from Mr. Link, who said that he approves a 3-day event. However, if we choose to proceed with the 4-day event, that we must come through this procedure.
Okay. Great. You're hearing no other opposition. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the traffic isn't. I don't see where it can be determined that the traffic from the request would be substantially affect the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. It may affect it, but so does the many other variables that are there. Otherwise, I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties for whatever reasons. Certainly within the use that was intended. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,821 for a period of 5 years and for the requested weekend each year.
Okay. Excuse me. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,821 as requested for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.